Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org. Joining us today is Pastor Asia Whitehead. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What's the name of your ministry and what denomination is it?
Well, I attend Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries, where my husband, Bishop Lamar Whitehead, is the founder and senior pastor.
And what denomination is it?
Well, we're non-denominational. We don't put a cap on the way we praise God or the ramifications of how we are to praise Him. We're not Protestant or Baptist or Pentecostal. I was personally raised Baptist. However, I'm glad to be a part of a ministry that is free to worship how we worship.
And how long have you been pastoring?
Well, I'm actually newly ordained, newly consecrated as a pastor.
Congratulations.
December 15th, 2019, I was consecrated as pastor.
That's amazing.
But I've been in ministry for over 12 years.
That's so amazing. Do you have any initiative currently or any programs that you're
yes
about?
Actually, currently I have a my baby is actually the You Are a Champion Empowerment Network. It's a network that I formed pretty much from my trials and tribulations, from my own life, just coming up as a single mother. After being a single mother and trying to figure that out, then I found myself paralyzed one day from the head down, and I was diagnosed with a rare neurological condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome, where I literally was paralyzed from the head down, so much so till I could not even blink my eyes. And the doctors told my family that I would not make it, I would not live. And then when I did make it past their expected date, they told my family that I would not walk again. But I am a living testament that God is still working miracles. Yeah. And so from that experience and all of my life experiences, God led me to start the You Are a Champion Empowerment Network, where we empower women all over the world. We empower women with mentorship. We empower women in business. We empower women just trying to find their way in the world, making sure that they're encouraged and they're aware that they have value, they have integrity, and they have purpose. And that makes them a champion.
Okay. And what ways do you empower women? Do you have any activities, programs?
Well, we have an annual Champions Conference this year, December 15th. Around the second week of December annually, we have a major conference, and this year's theme was Godly and Glamorous. And so we meshed the two just to let women know that you can be godly and still be cute, still be glamorous, still have all of the attributes that make you a woman. But when you add a woman who is glamorous to a woman that has principles, she's unstoppable. And that's what makes her a champion. In addition to that, I have prayer with the champions, something that I call the Breakfast of Champions, every day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And I have champions from all over the world. We literally have even champions internationally, from Bermuda and United Kingdom and Jamaica and Barbados. They all join in, and it's very simple. They log on to my Instagram page, which is at Lady Asia Champion, or they can log on via my Facebook, which is Asia Dos Reis Whitehead. Very simple. And they log on 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We pray. God gives us a scripture, we explain and express the word of God, and then we go on about our day. And there have been so many testimonies of people's lives changing and God working miracles for them. And overall, what I can say and what I can see that the champions are getting out of it is peace of mind and learning how to live out their life in a godly way while still maintaining their swag.
Do you have any advice for women who have struggled just like you, being single mothers, or maybe they're starting a new business or things like that? Do you have any advice for these women?
The number one piece of advice that I would give is to center your life in God. root and ground yourself on the principles of God. Because no matter what you aspire to, no matter what your dream is, if you stand your life and you stand your business, your hopes and your aspirations on the word of God and on the principles of God, you can never fail. You're sure to prosper.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.